This is Audible.
Black Shields, The Broken Chain by Josh Reynolds. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, John Banks, Steve Conlin, Toby Longworth, Richard Reed, and David Seddon. The ship drifted, silent and unseen, amid the stellar debris of the spinward edge of Segmentum Solar. It bore no markings or heraldry, broadcast no signals. In all the ways that mattered, it was a ghost. Daga Gamos, chieftain and captain of the Sons of Horus Legion, stood at ease in the ship's nerve center. Around him, dozens of servitors hunched in their cogitator cradles, processing innumerable data feeds. Hololithic projections flickered and hummed above each cradle, filling the upper reaches of the Tacticum chamber like colorful tapestries.
Darvas, report.
Target in sight. Transmitting images.
The image was of a second ship, nestled within the shadows of a distant asteroid belt. It was being relayed from the hull picture of one of the three gunships currently making a steady approach.
Cicatris Tyrannis. At last.
The hunt had been long and grueling. The prey was cunning. But they had been brought to bay at last. The end was in sight. The trap was sprung. All that remained now was the death blow.
Orders, Captain.
Hold position. Await further orders.
Acknowledged.
Commander Tirad. Brother, respond.
What is it, Daga?
You requested that I alert you when we had the Cicatris Tyrannis in sight, Commander.
Good. Let me know when it has been taken. Do not disturb me before then.
And what will you be doing while I am overseeing the recovery of our Legion's property, Commander?
Questioning the prisoner.
Of course.
Is that disapproval I hear in your voice, brother?
No. Do as you will, Corvain. You always do.
Access to Primus Tacticum Chamber requested. Ident code to follow.
Access granted.
The prisoner has requested, my lord.
The prisoner was one of two taken recently. Unlike the others languishing on the ship's detention level, they had come to him. Or rather, one had. The warrior had been stripped of his servo harness and weapons, but left his armor, a set of Mark III battle plate, scoured of all Legion insignia, as a mark of his uncertain status. In his youth, among the sprawl yards of the Manufactorum district, Gamos had learned that to leave a captive some dignity ensured their cooperation. And he wanted this warrior's cooperation.
You are in command.
I did not give you leave to speak. Sarkis, discipline the prisoner. Speak when permitted, renegade, not before. Do you understand? You may speak.
I understand.
Good. You are Erud Vaan, Forge Tyrant of the Death Guard 5th Great Company, seconded to Mars, prior to the outbreak of hostilities. You are a long way from Mars, Forge Tyrant.
Yes.
I did not give you permission to speak, Sarkis. You may speak now.
I came here in good faith. Is this how you treat one who is not your enemy?
Your status has yet to be determined. That is the only reason you still live.
And here I thought it was because of the Ordinatus weapons.
Sarkis. You are impertinent. That is not a trait I normally associate with Mortarian sons. You may speak.
I am not his son. Not anymore.
Irrelevant. Chains of blood bind strongest of all.
Those chains were broken the moment Horus turned from the Emperor. If he strikes me again.
What will you do? You are a prisoner, as is the beast you serve. Even if, by some miracle, you manage to escape this chamber, weaponless and alone, there are 100 legionaries between you and anywhere you might hope to go. Sarkis, at ease.
There. We will speak as warriors now. On your feet. And what do you wish to speak of?
Treachery. Yours.
In his cell, three levels down, the Riven Hound tested his chains. They were heavy, a sort used to secure gunships to the flight deck. Beneath the chains, Endrid Haar's hulking frame was clad only in a tattered body glove, as well as a profusion of bruises.
Am I so fearsome then, little wolves?
Haar's question was directed at the cell's other occupants, three warriors of the Sons of Horus Legion. Two were armed, their bolt guns aimed at him. The third bore no visible weapons, save the bolt pistol holstered at his side.
Not to me.
And who are you?
I am Corvain Tirad. And I am the master of your fate.
Here, Can. Mortain. Put him on his knees. Where he belongs.
The two legionaries moved forward at their master's command. This show of defiance only resulted in more blows. Haar absorbed them with ill grace, cursing and thrashing like a maddened animal. In his haste to mete out punishment, one of the warriors got too close. Haar drove a shoulder into the other Space Marine's armored torso and knocked him sprawling.
Filthy cur!
No! Mortain, lower your weapon.
But my lord!
I said, lower it. He wants you to shoot him. It would be a mercy. Help a Can to his feet.
You are smarter than you look.
Be silent. You know who I am.
Maybe. All you little wolves look alike to me.
Leave us.
My lord, is that wise?
I gave you an order. You would be wise to follow it. Inform Hardacre that I require his presence in Isolation Cell 7.
Alone at last.
Yes. I have thought of this moment often.
Perhaps I should be flattered.
Braxal Corradin.
That name sounds familiar.
You killed him.
I've killed many men.
This one was my sworn brother. I don't suppose an animal like you understands that.
No, I don't suppose I do.
Tirad sank to his haunches so that he could look Haar in the eye. The expression on his face was one Haar had seen often. It stared back at him any time he caught a glimpse of his own reflection.
We grew up together, he and I. We hunted rats for our meals and fought for our patch of the street. We were chosen together. We were aspirants together. We served the War Master together. We were brothers!
I think I remember him now. At least, I remember how he squealed when I twisted off his head. Hit me again. You will not like the result.
Growl all you like, hound. You have come to the end of your chain. Once I'm done with you, I will deliver you to the War Master, as is my duty.
Will you?
He will chain you to his throne. And when he is done with you, perhaps he will turn you over to your gene father for your final punishment.
Angron would not thank him for such a gift.
be silent.
Make me, little wolf.
Treachery. A funny word coming from a son of Horus.
It was not meant to be amusing.
No, I suspected as much.
I refer to your commander, Endrid Haar. You offered him up to us, brought him to us in chains. Why?
Does it matter?
Your fate hangs on your answer. Think carefully before replying. If another attempted wit crosses your lips, I will have Sarkus teach you respect. Do you understand?
I understand.
Good. How did you find us?
We captured a member of a hunter-killer Carda. He was one of yours.
Was. You killed him then? Good.
Good.
A hunter who allows themselves to be caught by their prey is worthless. You interrogated him.
Hard it.
Then you know what our mission is.
I do. You hunt space marines.
Non-doctrinal elements.
Traitors to the Warmaster's cause.
Some of them. Others are like yourselves. Raiders and pirates, scavenging at the edges of the war. Vermin.
Is he not satisfied with the quality of his enemies, then?
You are not enemies. You are jackals. You and those like you cost us resources. And so you must be dealt with.
Not the most glorious of duties.
Glory is in victory. All else is dross. That you found us at all is impressive. Even the hunters under my command are not certain of our location at any given time.
Our prisoner was extremely forthcoming. Ha is a gifted interrogator.
I have no doubt. Why did you betray him?
Necessity.
A good answer. One I would expect of a son of Mortarion.
I told you that I am not a...
Quiet! You are what you are. Such denials simply waste what little time is available to you to plead your case.
Then you are willing to listen.
If I were not, you would not be standing here. How many follow Haar besides you?
Fewer than there used to be.
Ah. And is that why you've turned on the man who rescued you from Mars?
You know more than I thought.
One must know one's prey. The better to hunt them. The question is, are you my prey?
As opposed to what?
An asset. To a Chthonian, waste is a sign of weakness. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Look here.
Gamos turned and gestured to the chamber's main tacticum screen.
Bring up grid feed Zeta Epsilon, timestamp 16 Alpha 59.
The image flickered and expanded.
Is that...
Yes.
On the screen, the cicatrice Tyrannis hung silent and dark, nestled within the shadows of the asteroid belt.
Lupercalia, begin approach. Osmandium, Rocambole, continue auger sweep.
He turned back to Varn.
It was clever of you to use the asteroid belt for camouflage. A standard auger array would have missed you entirely.
And yours is anything but standard. Those gunships, you've masked their approach somehow. Sensor baffles.
Among other things. A good hunter knows to hide his scent. He thought you could hide from us. That was your first mistake.
And our second?
Assuming that we would be satisfied with the thief. That is why you brought him here, after all. To buy your lives with his, like the cowards you are.
You know nothing of us.
I know everything. I am a hunter, and like all hunters, I study my prey.
Gamos gestured to a flickering projection. In a wash of blue light, a stellar map unfolded, bearing hundreds of logistical and locational runes.
These are raids committed by non-doctrinal forces over the past few years. Most fall within the expected parameters of material loss for a conflict of this size. Many are directed at basic supplies. Food, ammunition, medicine.
War makes scavengers of us all.
Gamos gestured again. Several sets of runes were brightly illuminated.
These runes indicate a separate pattern of strikes, as if someone were gathering material and manpower.
And this is significant?
The Chon Mar sector, a raid on a suspected 10th Legion outpost. Zarna, the theft of the Ordinatus engines. Duat, an attack on a muster world. Eterbia, the Skellene Drift, Beauty's Fall.
Gamos turned and studied the prisoner. Varn was still. He displayed no reaction to the names. Gamos gestured, and Sarkas approached.
You weren't after mere bolt shells and blades, were you? No. You were after Titan killers. And worse besides.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sarkas! Oh! Lie to me again, and Sarkas will begin removing parts of your anatomy. At Eterbia, you cracked the stasis vaults and took what was within. At the Skellene Drift, you raided a Mechanicum facility that no one, not even Kelbor Hal, will admit exists.
Warriors require weapons.
What you took are not weapons. They are apocalypses waiting to be unleashed. I admit to being curious as to the strategy behind such a collection. To use one would be an act of desperation. Two, an act of colossal spite. But more than that...
madness.
Yes. So why collect them? Of what use are such things to a band of pirates? Why risk the wrath of the Warmaster and of Terror for weapons you cannot even use?
You sound as if you already possess the answer.
A theory only.
But is that why I'm here, then? To satisfy your curiosity?
Hold, Sarkas. No, brother. Not curiosity. You are here because I think you are the key to this hunt.
What?
It is unlikely that a brute like Har possesses the strategic and tactical acumen necessary to conduct operations such as these.
And yet he is. Was our leader.
Was he? I said I had a theory. It is this. Har did not save you on Mars. You saved him. You saw a useful tool and claimed it. As you claimed these others.
Har is hardly a tool.
Oh, but he is. A blunt instrument. A bogeyman from a child's nightmare. There is a certain bloody-handed charisma there. Perfect for welding together disparate elements from other legions.
Are you accusing me of... what? Creating him?
No. But you used him. I think that you are the mind behind these raids. I think that Har is the brawn, and you are the brains.
If that is the case, why would I be here now?
You said it yourself. Necessity. You are an opportunist. You saw the way the wind was blowing, and you decided to turn him over in order to buy the War Master's mercy.
But?
But giving us the fief is not enough. We want what he stole as well. That includes the ship and everything on it.
And if I give it to you?
There is no question of that, Black Shield. You will give it to us. Whether you do so willingly, however, is up to you.
If not...
I would think carefully on it, Black Shield. You only get so many chances in this life. And you are on your last one.
As he considered the dimensions of his cell, Endrid Har remembered another prison, one far from here and set deep into a mountain's roots. He had escaped that one as well.
And it was deadlier by far than this.
What was that?
Nothing of interest to you, little wolf. Are we finished then? Have you tired yourself out flailing at me? Hit me until your fists break if you like. I have endured worse.
Tirad raised his fist as if to strike again. For a moment his face was a mask of rage. Then he lowered his fist and smiled.
How does it feel?
How does what feel?
To know that your own men hate you so much that they would rather turn you over to us than follow you a moment longer.
Hate? I know hate, little wolf. You think my men hate me? Their hate is nothing next to mine. I hate them as I hate you.
That is something we have in common, at least.
We are nothing alike. You followed your faithless father into treachery. I stay true to my oath.
And what did it profit you to keep your chains, hound? I will answer for you. It brought you here to me.
Yes. Fate is a funny thing, eh?
No. But it is kind. We will make an example of you, hound. A warning to those like you who test the Warmaster's patience with your little rebellions.
Little rebellions? Anything but, I think. Otherwise, we would not be here now having this discussion. No, you will not kill me.
You think not?
I know you won't. You have me, maybe. But I am not your true quarry, am I? No, I thought not.
And what do you think you know, hound?
Ordinatus.
You are smarter than you look. Yes. The Warmaster wishes the return of his Ordinatus weapons. Weapons you stole. While wearing the mask of a dead man.
It is not the worst thing I have ever done.
No, it isn't. I know the full litany of your crimes, hound. I know about the keys of hell.
Har tensed. The phrase sent a shudder through his massive frame, and he bowed his head.
I know what you did to your brothers. Our brothers. The testament to your madness was left scattered and broken across the killing fields of Zarna.
Har shook his head as the memories gnawed at the edges of his perceptions. The weight of them made the chains that bound him seem as nothing. The things he had done, the things he'd had to do, were never far away. They waited deep inside him and rose to strike when he least expected it.
Madness! No. I did only what must be done. I am not mad.
So say all madmen. You are a rabid cur, and your own followers have cast you aside. Perhaps even such as they could no longer abide the monster in their midst. Is that it, do you think? Is that why they surrendered you to us?
Why not ask them yourself?
Oh, we will. And we will reclaim all that you have stolen in the Warmaster's name.
Including the Ordinatus.
You find that amusing?
I find many things amusing. You among them.
Laugh then. Humor is the only thing left to you. And soon, not even that. You have fed on secrets aplenty, and I will tear them from you, bit by bit.
Some things are better left a mystery.
Perhaps.
They say you killed one of the Emperor's golden watchdogs. That you gutted him with his own spear and cast him down the slopes of Rakaposhi.
Who says this?
Did you?
I do not recall. I killed many men between my cell and the cold air of the mountain slopes.
Over 100. Including fellow Astartes.
I do not remember, I said.
He could feel the ghosts pressing close in that moment. He knew exactly how many had died by his hand that day, and every day since. All because of Horus. All because of the Sigillite.
It does not matter. You might have escaped Kangbar Maru, but you will not escape this vessel. Fate has caught up with you at last.
I have heard that before, and from better warriors.
But you have never heard it from me.
You asked for me, my lord.
You took your time, Hardacre.
My apologies. I had to conclude my interrogation of the subject in cell 12.
Ha studied the newcomer. His armor was the same hue as Tirad's, save for one shoulder plate which was painted a dull white. A Medicae symbol had once adorned it, but it had been scraped away at some point and never repainted.
Is this him, then?
It is.
Fascinating.
The apothecary bore the tools of his trade, as well as a profusion of canisters and chemical flasks. A bolt pistol was holstered at his side. Like Tirad, he wore no helm. His face was a mass of keloid scars, and his scalp was tattooed with Chthonian gang runes.
I want him questioned thoroughly. I want to know every secret he possesses.
Of course.
Keep him alive. I have promised a broken hound to the War Master, not a corpse.
I shall be gentle, my lord.
Not too gentle. Teach him respect.
One of the many lessons I have in mind, my lord.
She is beautiful. Even now.
The cicatrice Tyrannis drew near. The battlements of its starboard hull filled the screen. Battle scars striated her flanks.
You have seen heavy combat.
She was made for it.
It would be good to have the cicatrice Tyrannis back in the fleet, where she belongs.
We renamed her, you know.
Oh?
Ha did, rather. We call her Ruination.
Lacking in subtlety. Still, perhaps we will keep it. Like a battle scar, to show what she has triumphed over. How many aboard?
We only have a skeleton crew after Zana, and after the mutinies.
Mutinies?
One or two. Ha! Dealt with them.
Yes, I expect he did.
He has his uses. Had, I should say.
You have decided, then?
I have.
And?
I will give you the entry code for the starboard embarkation bay. After that, I can make no promises.
The Ordinatis are there?
Yes.
Resistance?
It is possible. Gunships docking out of nowhere have a tendency to draw hostile reactions.
I see. If they fire on my warriors...
There is a possibility they won't. The codes serve a double purpose. Transmitting them means you have my tacit permission to come aboard... Theoretically, that should be enough to make the others keep their distance until they know what's going on.
You do not sound certain.
If I were aboard the ship, I could control the situation, but my authority is not sacrosanct. They may simply assume that I broke under torture, or that I am dead and you have employed omophagic techniques to extract the code.
Hmm.
They will not surrender then?
Some might. Others will fight because they know nothing else. A few will seek to escape by whatever means necessary. I doubt it matters. Given the element of surprise on your side, there will be no organized resistance. What do I receive in return for my concession?
Your life, for the moment.
I've given you what you asked.
But it is not yet in my hand. Until it is, you live only on my sufferance. I am curious as to why you made the choice to do so.
As you said, I am an opportunist. I seek my advantage in all things.
Surely then, it would have been more to your advantage to remain loyal to Mortarion.
Not all of us revere our gene fathers with the same devotion as your legion. Not all of our gene fathers are worthy of such devotion.
You are Terran born.
I am.
So is Har.
What of it?
A commonality of note. Many of your sort are renegades and outlaws, as if Terra breeds nothing else.
The legions were Terran before they were anything else.
But they are not Terran now. Things have changed. The new supplants the old. To survive, one must adapt. Are you adaptable, Blackshield?
I am.
Well, we shall see.
I expect that we will.
Gamos glanced at the prisoner. Varn stared at the screen. His expression was waxen, his eyes dead. A look of resignation, perhaps. He would have to kill the Death Guard once the codes had been provided and the Ordinata secured. It was the wisest course. Varn could not be trusted. It seemed a waste, nonetheless.
Tarvis, report.
We are in position, awaiting orders.
It is time. The entry codes.
I will require the use of a Vox transmitter. The codes are keyed to my voice.
Clever.
My time on Mars taught me much.
Fine. Any tricks, and I will let Sarkis ply his trade.
Understood.
Gamos gestured, and a servitor stood, unhooking itself from its cogitator station. Varn slid into the cradle with some difficulty. The units were not designed for a space marine's proportions. Even so, the tech marine seemed experienced in such matters.
Establishing Vox link. Awaiting data request. Request acknowledged. Code as follows. Command override. Anduen I Arizode. Starboard embarkation bay open.
I did not recognize the phrase. What language was that?
A Terran one.
Of course. Leave the cogitator now.
As you wish.
The contours of the embarkation bay filled the tacticum screen as the gunships approached. Spotlights mounted on the gunship hulls swept the interior of the bay. Augur readings were transmitted to the tacticum chamber. Gamos studied them with wary satisfaction.
Not even a servitor in sight.
We don't have many of those left either.
On the screen, stacks of crates and canisters of fuel were briefly illuminated. Mastodon personnel carriers sat in their loading bays. Some had been stripped down to their chassis, while others were in various states of repair. Machine parts were scattered loosely about the deck.
And no engine seers by the looks of it.
I and the other tech marines have been sharing such duties.
It took the gunships several minutes to sweep the bay from end to end. Gamos frowned.
The Ordinatus are not in evidence.
So I see. Establish a secure landing zone. Hold and await further orders.
Acknowledged.
Gamos turned to Varn, angry now. More at himself than the prisoner. He should have expected a trick from prey as wily as this.
Explain! Quickly! Where are the Ordinatus?
I said that we had them, not that they were aboard the ship. If you want them, we will require...
Sarkis!
We will require... guarantees.
Not just clever. Cunning.
I am no fool. You want the Ordinatus, and I can give them to you.
And what is to stop me killing you now and taking my chances?
It would be a waste. Without me, you will have to expend significant resources to acquire them.
you will risk failure. I and the others can be of use.
What need is the War Master of pirates and scavengers?
Privateers, not pirates. And we are not the only ones. How many have you tracked and located, but not yet dealt with? You are not the only hunters the War Master has set loose. How many prisoners like Hara are aboard this ship? 100? What about your fellow hunters? How many prisoners have they taken?
What does it matter?
It is a waste of resources.
Make your point.
They can be made into something useful. That is what I ask, that we are given the chance to prove our use to the War Master. You will have the Ordinatus, the other weapons we've taken, the ship even. But we will have our lives and a new purpose. And you will have given the War Master something better than just corpses. You will have given him a fighting force loyal only to him. A new legion, scoured of old loyalties, owing everything to their new patron.
You seek to forge yourself a new chain?
Better the chain you forge yourself than the one thrust upon you. Now, you are the one who has a decision to make.
Har glared at the apothecary. Hardacre paid him little heed as he set out the tools of his trade onto a tray atop a collapsible tripod.
My philosophy on interrogation is a simple one. Torture is inefficient, but it provides me a unique opportunity to conduct my studies upon a living subject. Thus, you should feel free to talk or not as the whim takes you. I do not care either way.
Then what is the point of this?
Tyrod wants you tamed, broken. He feels that pain in a sufficient quantity will serve to curb your aggression.
And what do you think?
I think that you will prove a most interesting subject. I look forward to seeing what stories are written in your blood and bone.
I will not be here long enough for that.
You are not the first inhabitant of this cell to make that boast, nor, I think, shall you be the last.
We shall see.
The chains are heavy enough to hold a gunship in place in the event of sudden decompression, and this cell is studded with sensors. Even if you manage to break free, you will have only a brief span to congratulate yourself before the guards respond to the subsequent klaxons.
And they will gun me down, eh?
Like a dog. Or rather, a hound, I should say. Now, I intend to begin with a bioscan. Hold still.
The syringe plunged into Har's neck and he snarled in pain.
Get that out of me!
Calm yourself. The worst is yet to come. Intriguing. Your musculature is impressive, even for an Astartes. From a cursory inspection, I'd say your bones are somewhat denser than might be expected as well. And the scarring around these connector ports indicates that they were inserted later in the implantation process than normal. You are of the first generation of initiates, are you not?
What does it matter?
In the course of my duties, I have made the acquaintance of other Primus initiates. Few of them display the same physiological deviations that you do. You are clearly a space marine, and yet...
And yet, you wonder what I was before.
Hardacre leaned close. Har could smell sterile biogel covering the stink of old blood. The apothecary studied him, the way a scientist might study a particularly frustrating mold.
Faint dermal markings on your left pectoral. A GeneWorks data code. Outdated. and on your arm a tattoo. Older than your connector ports, that means you had it before the implantation procedures began.
It is the Raptor Imperialis.
You fought alongside the Emperor.
It was a badge of honor. We all had one.
All?
My brothers and I.
The Warhounds.
No, Apothecary. My first brothers, before there were hounds, or wolves for that matter.
And what happened to these brothers?
I killed them, like I will kill you.
You can spit all you like. The chains will not break. They are acid resistant.
But the floor is not.
What? No! No! No!
The apothecary clawed for his sidearm. Ha gave him no chance to use it.
Stay down.
Ha bent and claimed the dead man's weapon for himself. He checked the bolt pistol and then fired at his chains. Outside the cell, the klaxons were sounding. Now, unencumbered and armed, Ha activated his subdermal vox implant.
Herald, I am proceeding with my part of the plan. It is time for you to do the same.
Acknowledged. By your right, Indrid.
From outside the cell, Ha could hear the crash of booted feet as the guards responded to the klaxons. He smiled.
I will be better soon enough.
Erad Vaan, once of the Death Guard, now of no legion, stood in the very heart of the enemy and wondered, not for the first time, what he was doing there.
Klaxons!
A minor disturbance.
That was optimistic, giving Indrid's predilection for havoc. But Vaan said nothing. Instead, he turned his attentions to his part in the plan. Quickly, he blink-activated his optic overlays. He had been divested of weaponry, but his armor still had secrets aplenty. A warrior did not spend time among the techno-magi of Mars without learning a few of their tricks.
Tirad! Brother, respond!
I hear them, brother. It is merely the dog testing his chains.
He is not to be taken lightly, brother.
If he wishes to escape, let him try. I will hunt him down and break him.
A handful of command runes spun before Vaan's eyes, visible only to him. Two blinks selected the frequency jammer built into his armor's vox array and activated it.
Brother! Kuvain, answer me!
Detecting interference across all frequencies.
Source?
Unknown.
The asteroid field. It interfered with our sensors, even at a distance. It may well be doing the same to yours.
Gamos turned to look at him, and for a moment Vaan wondered if he'd overplayed his hand. The Sons of Horus were not known for their gullibility.
Sarkis, take a squad. Handle it.
Commander Kuvain.
What about him? Unless he deigns to countermand my order, follow it.
As you command. And the prisoner?
I will take responsibility for him. Go!
Vaan said nothing as Sarkis left. The plan was going well so far, despite its obvious flaws. Only Endrid was suicidal enough to propose getting himself captured as a stratagem. And only Endrid was capable of pulling it off.
I know what it's like, brother.
What?
This Kuvain. I hear the consternation in your voice. It must be hard to keep him under control.
Be silent.
As you wish.
Though he hid it well, Gamos was obviously annoyed. That was good. An annoyed warrior was a distracted one.
Tarvis, what is his status? Try every frequency until we find one without interference.
Acknowledged.
Gamos turned to Vaan, his eyes narrowed speculatively. His hand rested on the bolt pistol at his side.
Curious that this all happens now.
A coincidence, I assure you.
It was a risky game, this. But there was no certainty left in the galaxy, not for Erud Vaan or those like him. Sometimes, he felt as if he were on the edge of a cliff, and it was beginning to give way. Still, better to leap than to fall.
I'm not a believer in coincidences.
No. Neither am I. Have you come to a decision, then?
An intriguing proposal, but one I have no authority to agree to. Nor, I think, is it one made in good faith.
Yet here I stand.
Yes. Here you stand, while klaxons sound and our communications are disrupted. I made a mistake.
Yes. You were smart. Too smart to fall for the usual tricks.
And so you... what? Allowed yourself to be caught? Why?
Sometimes it is better to cut your way out of a wolf's belly than to prevent yourself from being eaten.
Perhaps. But easier said than done.
He drew his weapon, confident, assured. Vaan was unarmed, except that he wasn't. As Gamos raised his bolt pistol, a hidden port on Vaan's mamre slid open and a bolt caster emerged. The weapon was of his own crafting. A simple thing with a range and stopping power of a bolt pistol, but only a single shot. Perfect for situations calling for surprise. Such as this one. Haar waited impatiently for the Sons of Horus to open his cell. Erud's frequency jammer would prevent them from using the internal pictors to observe him, or so the Death Guard claimed.
If you are wrong about this, Erud, at last!
He shot the first warrior to appear in the hatchway. The shot caught the legionary in the visor and snapped his head back. Before he could topple, Haar was upon him, using his body as a shield. The second guard was firing even as Haar moved. He slammed the corpse into the legionary and bowled him backwards into the corridor wall. Haar thrust his bolt pistol beneath the corpse's arm and pressed it against the legionary's midsection. Without pausing, he pulled the trigger. Haar shoved the corpse aside and pounced on the wounded legionary as the latter slid to the floor. Swiftly, he tore the warrior's helm off and tossed it aside. Haar pressed the barrel of his weapon against the underside of his captive's chin.
Do not move. One tap of this trigger will send a mass reactive round ricocheting up through your skull.
Kill me and be done with it.
Oh, no. You are Ikan, are you not? It is your bad luck that I remember you. That means I am not inclined to make this quick. Unless you tell me what I want to know.
And what's that?
Simple. Where is Corvain Tirad?
I will tell you nothing!
Haar studied him for a moment, considering his options. A more thorough interrogation would take time. Time he didn't have.
Fair enough.
Haar rose. He could feel the deck tremble beneath his feet. More guards. He needed to move.
Erud! Erud, do you still live? Or must I find a new second in command?
Your concern warms my heart, Endred.
Compassion is for the weak. Have you secured the tacticum chamber?
Yes.
Good.
Endred, there are squads of legionaries converging on your location. You need to get out of there.
Not yet.
Haar studied the corridor. Standard Y-shape, branching at the far end. He had studied enough schematics to know that there was a transit shaft at the end of every corridor.
Give me their positions.
Two squads, advancing on you from either end. A third en route down the starboard transit shaft.
Where is Tirad?
His armor's ident signature puts him on the deck above you.
Then that is where I must go.
Endred, there are at least three squads between you. and you're not wearing armor.
Then you will have to help me.
And how am I supposed to do that from here?
Ha looked at the cells lining the walls. How many of them had occupants? At least some, from the sound of it.
Figure it out. Start by opening the cells, all of them.
Is that wise?
No, but we could use the reinforcements.
Endred, I don't think...
Do it!
Acknowledged.
Now!
Just a moment.
Ha checked the clip of his pistol, and then retrieved one of the guard's bolt guns.
I do not have a moment, Endred. Do it! Now!
Vaan worked quickly. It wouldn't be long before his position was compromised. Every moment counted.
No time for finesse. Brute force it is.
He summoned his optic overlays. A moment later, hundreds of wispy hair-like filaments, all but invisible even to the enhanced vision of an Astartes, extended from concealed ports on his battleplate. The Psi-neural augurs were another Martian trick. Much like the mechadendrites of his servo harness, they allowed him to interface with nearby cogitator systems.
Begin hostile insertion protocols.
At his command, the filaments wove about the closest cogitator cradles and inserted themselves into the contact nodes of the servitors.
That's it. Show me your secrets. Ah, that's what I'm looking for.
As a flow of information spilled across his optic overlays, he extended a data spike from the palm of his gauntlet and inserted it into a servitor's skull.
Activate special code override Beta Epsilon. Begin transfer of primary operations to Primus Tacticum Chamber.
Transferring. Transferring. All operations transferred.
Good. Shut down security measures on all detention decks.
Acknowledged.
Damn it!
Vaan dropped a hand to his side. His fingers came away stained red. Gamos' shot had torn through the armored plates that covered his midsection. The wound was already sealing itself, but it sent spasms of pain through him with every breath. It made it difficult to concentrate.
Better than the alternative, I suppose.
Gamos lay dead on the deck nearby. Vaan's shot had punched through his skull and splashed his brains across one of the cogitator cradles.
That didn't take long.
Wincing, he bent and retrieved Gamos' bolt pistol. He turned, sighting the control node for the entry hatch, and fired. He set the bolt pistol down atop a cogitator cradle and went back to work.
Now, seal all transit shafts on decks 12 through 20.
Seal all transit shafts on decks 12 through 20.
Release all docking clamps in all embarkation bays. Open bay doors. Emergency vent of all embarkation bays.
He watched with grim satisfaction as, on the view screens, the contents of the ship's embarkation bays were expelled into the void. Gunships tumbled like children's toys, and tiny shapes flailed helplessly.
Activate internal security measures on all decks. Target newly designated hostile ident signatures.
Target newly designated hostile ident signatures.
Even as he turned the Sons of Horus' own ship against them, Vaan was plundering the vessel's central memory core. The Psi-neural augurs were programmed to trawl raw data flow, seeking certain predetermined indicators.
Where are you? Where?
Names and locations, designated rendezvous points, and contact ciphers. Refueling stations, orbital dockyards, and cache worlds.
Perhaps this is not a fool's errand after all.
Swiftly, he uploaded the information to his battleplate's data core.
Forza, respond.
Is that you, Erid? It took you long enough, we were getting worried.
I doubt that. Are you in position?
Of course. I assume the signal is given, then.
The signal is given. Take them.
The docking bay of the ship that had been the Cicatrice Tyrannis was a labyrinth of plunder and salvage. Mastodons and other smaller personnel carriers were arrayed in preparation for being offloaded. There was barely enough room for the trio of newly arrived gunships, intentionally so. What was left of Forza's face, twisted into a smile of anticipation, as he watched the Sons of Horus disembark and establish a defensive perimeter.
Finally.
Forza had been an Iron Warrior once, but he had little interest in dying so that the Sons of Horus could step over him and take the throne of Terra. Better a Reaver than a corpse. Better to take everything than to give all. Better to kill than to be killed.
Greel.
In position.
Thomas.
Awaiting signal.
Good. Now to see if Har's plan works.
All the others have.
Not all. Remember Zana.
We're alive, aren't we? I call that successful.
If survival is your only criteria for a successful operation, then yes. Now quiet. It is time to bait them.
He crossed the bay quickly, keeping his hands away from his sides. He didn't want to be shot down before he got a chance to play his part.
Brothers! Welcome!
Forza stopped as a dozen bolt guns swung up to greet him. The Sons of Horus were taking no chances.
Moving to secondary position. You're covered, brother. Say the word.
On my signal.
The newcomers had spread out at the foot of the disembarkation ramp, and they scanned the bay for any sign of trouble. Professional, calm, ready for anything. They were dead already. They just didn't know it yet.
No need for that, brothers. I am here to surrender.
Identify yourself.
Forza, formerly of the 102nd Grand Battalion, 4th Legion.
Gork, search him.
On your knees.
Forza watched as the occupants of the other gunships trooped down the ramp.
Where are the others? We were told there were almost 200 warriors aboard this vessel.
Here and there. It is not my responsibility to keep track of them.
Then why are you here?
To surrender. As I said, I throw myself on the mercy of the War Master.
Gork!
The Son of Horus caught Forza roughly and made as if to restrain him.
No need for that, brother. I am happy to comply.
Where are the others? You have one chance to keep your miserable life.
Answer him, dog.
Beneath his helm, Forza smiled. His hand flashed to the knife at his belt. They hadn't taken it. Overconfident fools.
Only one man is allowed to call me dog, and you are not him!
Galka slumped. Forza's knife buried to the hilt in the gap between his helm and gorget.
Kill him!
Forza wrenched Galka up, using the dying warrior's body as a shield. He grabbed Galka's bolt gun and twisted around, returning fire as he retreated towards cover. Sons of Horus were sent sprawling by the sudden explosion. More grenades followed the first, rolling across the deck. Forza shoved Galka aside and dove for cover. From above, bolt gun fire straight down across the deck. Forza scrambled behind the rear end of a mastodon. Instinctively, he checked the bolt gun's grip.
Enough for the job at hand. Try not to damage the gunships. We can use them.
Do not tell me how to conduct an ambush, Quartermaster.
Merely offering the benefit of my wisdom, brother. They're retreating to the gunships. Lock down the bay.
Acknowledged. Do you require assistance?
Not at the moment. There are less than a dozen of them still standing.
Forza leaned around the mastodon and waited for the targeting runes to settle over a sea-green form.
Sorry, brothers, but it's better to kill than be killed.
He smiled and squeezed the trigger. Har paced through the corridors like a hound on the scent. His breath puffed in thin clouds, and the deck was like ice beneath his feet.
Air is getting thin. Must be a hull breach somewhere.
It wasn't surprising. Everywhere the ship was in chaos. He wasn't the only prisoner on the loose, thanks to Varn.
And all of them hungry for the blood of wolves.
None of that mattered. Har only cared about one thing. Finding Tirad.
Where is he, Erud?
Take the next junction. It looks like he's heading for the main transit shaft.
He's trying to make it to the bridge. Seal off access to the shaft. I don't want him getting off this deck. There. The junction.
The T-junction was bathed in red emergency illumination. The bodies of several prisoners lay sprawled upon the deck. Like Ha, they wore no armor, but their former allegiances were easily identifiable nonetheless.
The links of a broken chain. Raven Guard, Salamanders, Iron Hands. You deserved a better death than this, brothers.
Scavenged weapons lay scattered about. Red stains and impact craters marked the hull plating.
You managed to hurt your killer at least before you died.
Ha dropped into a crouch beside the dead. The bodies were still warm, the wounds fresh. Idly, he wiped bloody fingers across his chest as he studied the marks on the walls.
I will finish the job you started, brothers.
He claimed a chainsword from the dead and rose, moving swiftly now. His weapons were comfortably heavy in his hand. He was reminded of another time, another corridor, in a mountain, not a ship. He had been armed with stolen weapons then as well.
You're coming up on his position, Endrit.
Ha peered around the bend of the corridor. At the other end was the hatchway to the transit shaft. And there, trying to pry it open, was Tirad. A second son of Horus lay slumped against the wall, his armor ruptured, a chain axe sputtering quietly in his flaccid grip.
Hello again, little wolf. Running away with your tail between your legs?
Tirad whirled, hand dipping for the weapon holstered on his hip, but he didn't draw it. Instead, he deliberately paused and reached down to claim the sputtering chain axe. Ha smiled. Anger was a useful thing.
Endrit Ha.
Yes, it is me.
This is all you're doing, isn't it? Somehow you did this.
Of course. I told you I would escape.
You haven't escaped yet.
Ha's smile widened. Yes, anger was very useful. It made the wise foolish and the contemplative choleric. He looked down at the bolt pistol in his hand and then very deliberately tossed it aside.
Come on, then. I'm not chained now. Let's see if you're a better fighter than Coradan was.
Damn you.
Ha ducked aside as the chain axe buried itself in the deck.
I'll take your head and present it to the Warmaster personally!
Ha lashed out with his own blade, driving Tirad back.
I doubt that. If Coradan couldn't manage it, what hope have you?
Ha moved quickly. Without armor, the slightest blow might cripple him. But he'd learned how to fight long before he'd ever worn battle plate. And Tirad was letting his anger control him. It made him sloppy. The chain axe swept down again, and he interposed his blade. Ha's fist snapped out and crashed against Tirad's chest plate. Ceramite cracked. Tirad stumbled back, eyes wide. Ha twisted the axe out of his hand and sent both weapons clattering away. Tirad roared and lunged. Ha met him and snatched the bolt pistol from Tirad's holster. Even as Tirad gripped him, Ha jammed the weapon against the cracked portion of his chest plate and fired. Tirad slumped back against the far wall, a startled look on his face. Slowly, he slid down, leaving a trail of red.
The Warmaster will kill you for this. He will send hunters. We are not the only ones.
I am aware. And your ship's data core doubtless contains their ident codes and locations. Why do you think we came here?
Oh, you bastard! I'll kill you!
No, you won't. I expect that fact will eat at you for the remainder of your short life.
Endrit!
I'm here, Erud, and I have our prisoner.
In one piece?
More or less.
We need him alive, if he is to be of any use to us.
Instead of telling me what I already know, find me a clear route to the embarkation bay.
Take the transit platform. I've ensured that it'll take you straight to the bay.
Sometimes, Erud, I'm glad I spared your life on Zana. You are a useful sort of man.
Ha looked down at Tirad.
Come, little wolf. There is a gunship waiting for us, and you have an appointment with the Sigilite.
Ha, clad once more in his battle plate, contemplated the crackling cartolith of the Beta Garmin system. As places to make a stand went, he had seen better.
A bad place to die.
Then let's make sure we don't.
Ha turned as Vaan joined him.
Well,
I've transmitted the data packet as the Sigilite requested.
Good. And?
And I've uploaded a copy to the Ruination's data cores.
Good. We will begin working our way down the list. Every facility, cache hold, and auger station loyal to the Warmaster between here and the Sol system is a target.
And the hunter-killer carders?
What do you think?
I think that they were right to be scared of you.
Yes. My only regret is that they will be more careful in the future.
Then we will be more cunning. What about the target lists? Should we warn them that they are being hunted?
No. Let them draw our enemy's eye for as long as possible. It will be easier to strike while the foe is distracted.
You're using them as bait.
I am using the tools available to me.
You sound like the Sigilite.
Careful, Erud. There are some insults that I do not take lightly.
Ha flexed the digits of his power fist. Vaan stepped back.
My apologies. I spoke without thinking.
You never speak without thinking, Erud. You are always thinking. That is why you are so useful.
Gamos thought the same thing.
Did he?
He wanted me to join them.
Were you tempted, Erud? Perhaps you think it would be better to serve the Warmaster than die fighting him.
The thought never crossed my mind.
And if it did, you know better than to tell me, eh?
Yes, I do. We rescued over 30 prisoners from the vessel before we stripped and scuttled it.
And?
They have all agreed to fight under your command.
And so, the broken chain is reforged, link by link.
What?
Something Malkador told me when we met at Beta Garmin. That this war had shattered the old chains of loyalty and honor, but that they could be reforged into something stronger. This is the first step towards that end.
Do you believe him?
I believe nothing, save that the Warmaster must die. Helping the Sigilite in his schemes gets us closer to that goal.
When I was in the Tacticum Chamber, and I saw our crimes listed, I realized that Malkador knew only a few of them, and that the Warmaster's hounds knew only a few more.
Speak freely, Erud.
Some, like the Ordinatus, we have turned over to the Sigilite. Others, we have put into the hands of those who share our cause. But the rest... What are you going to do with all of those weapons, Endred?
That is a foolish question, even for you. I intend to do what must be done.
Ha turned his attentions back to the flickering projection. The defenders made ready, the enemy approached, and his prey came with them.
One way or another, I intend to win a war.
The Riven Hound bared his fangs and smiled.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.